Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to a brand new week and a brand new month at Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd love to hear from you on this edition. And if you have something you'd like to talk about, a Bible question, maybe something going on in life that you're having a struggle with, well, we would love to discuss it with you on today's broadcast. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and in Canada, and we would love for you to use it right now. The lines are wide open. We await your calls again at 844-322-2742. Again, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. Call now, because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Last month we sent out a letter, and I found that on our counter, kitchen counter, the other day, and I read through it, and I thought, wow, that's a great letter that we need to talk about on radio today. And it starts out this: do you know what you believe? I think that's a great question.
Indeed.
Do you know what you believe? You know, we talk about stuff all the time, but do we really believe what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Do we really, truly believe that God spoke this world into existence? Do we truly believe that God is love? Do we truly believe that God is faithful? What do we believe about Jesus? Do we believe that he is God in human flesh? Do we believe that he's our great God and Savior? What do we believe about his death, burial, and resurrection? Was it just a historical event, or does it have relevance in my life? Does it have relevance in my life today? What about this new covenant? I mean, Bob, we talk about the new covenant all the time.
Yeah.
The fact that there was an old covenant between God and the nation of Israel, and in that old covenant was the Ten Commandments. And lots of folks think that's our covenant. That's the one that we stick to because of those Ten Commandments. But when Jesus died on a cross, he fulfilled that old covenant, and he ushered in a brand new covenant, a covenant in which he has forgiven our sins, he has cleansed us once and for all, and he remembers our sins no more. So do you really know what you believe about this new covenant? Or are these just words, just religious words, churchy words? And our push, our hope, our desire, as far as Basic Gospel is concerned, is to really challenge you on what you believe, and to really push you to take a deeper look into the Word of God and ask the Lord to open up your eyes to see what truth is about all of these important things, issues. God, there's no more important thing than God. What we think about God is really speaks volumes about us. And if we don't know the truth about God, then our lives are going to be pretty much miserable. We're not going to experience what God made us to be if we don't know the truth about God. If we don't know the truth about Jesus and what he accomplished through his death, burial, and resurrection, we're never going to experience that full abundance of life that he came to give us, his life. So these are important truths, and these are really where the rubber meets the road. All of us have all kinds of fears. All of us have all kinds of desires, longings, and we're trying to get those fears alleviated through worldly means. We're trying to get these needs met through worldly means, and none of them can work. That's why we need truth. That's why we need the gospel. These are the answers to the things that are most relevant in our hearts and our lives. And once we get these things settled, once we get these answered, then we can truly experience life as God intended it to be. So let me just ask you, listener, do you know what you believe about God, about Jesus, about his death, burial, and resurrection, about the new covenant, about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, about forgiveness of sins and the gift of righteousness and eternal life? Let's talk about it today on Basic Gospel.
If you have questions about any of these issues, well, we would love to hear from you. And that number you can call in right now, 844-322-2742. I think it would be a very interesting thing, Bob, is if our listeners took you up on that option to call in right now and talk about those things, because they are vitally important in our lives. 844-322-2742 is the number to dial right now. The lines are wide open. We await hearing from you. We are very excited about our conference coming up in mid-October. Andrew Farley and
and Bob are teaming up to bring a conference called United. You know what that means, of course. Basic Gospel and Andrew Farley's ministry, the Grace Message, are so like-minded that we just want to be teamed up and united to bring a unified message. And it will be absolutely filled with the grace of God, and we want you to be a part of it. Information available and registration open at basicgospel.net/united, and we want you to join us, because this will be the first opportunity for us to get together shoulder to shoulder and just be in person together for quite some time. So we'd love for you to be a part of it, and you can go online right now to basicgospel.net/united. Bob, I know you're excited about it. I'm excited about it. I know Andrew's excited about it. So excitement runs wild.
Right? Yeah, yes, indeed. And at this particular conference, that question that I just asked, do you know what you believe? You come to this conference and you're going to walk away knowing exactly what you believe about God, about Jesus, why this new covenant is important. You'll know that not only that Christ died for your sins, that you truly are a forgiven person and you stand righteous in his sight and have the gift of eternal life. So don't miss this great opportunity to get the most fundamental issues of our lives answered in such a wonderful, powerful way that you will have confidence moving forward in your day-to-day life. So again, October 15th through the 17th, come join us. Register now. Don't miss this event.
All the information available at basicgospel.net/united. Once again, the phone number, 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to our phone lines, and we're going to start with Clay in Thornburg, Texas. Hi, Clay.
Clay.
Hey, good to hear your voice. I go to a couple of Bible studies and stuff, and the biggest thing that I run into is I can't believe how many Christians, and I don't think I was ever this way, don't see a difference between the soul and the spirit, and they see that the they think the soul and the spirit are the same thing. And I bring up stuff like in Hebrews 4, where the Word of God, because I'll say something like, well, what you need to do is allow the Word of God to divide, to show that there's a difference of between the soul and the spirit, and it makes a whole lot easier to walk in the spirit. I just want to hear your comments if you ever run into that. And really, it's hard to explain a lot of things unless people realize their true identity in Christ Jesus.
Oh, absolutely, Clay. And I think it's important for us to understand that we as human beings are made up of a spirit, of a soul, and a body. So there are many people that just say we're made up of a soul and body. So they equate the soul with the spirit or the spirit with the soul. That's one and the same thing. But I think the Word of God is pretty clear. As you mentioned, Hebrews chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse 23 says this, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful." So here we see Paul kind of giving the whole story as far as who we are as human beings. We have a spiritual aspect of us, a spiritual component. We have the soulless component, and we have the bodily component. And all of those three together make up the entirety of a human being. Now, this spiritual part of man is what distinguishes us from the rest of the animal kingdom. And I think, to me, this is one of the best ways to really see the difference and to understand the difference. We have a dog at home. She's big. She's huge.
She's big.
She's a Newfoundland and weighs about 160 pounds.
She's big.
Yes. And when she sits around the house, she sits around the house. But she has a soul as a part of the animal kingdom. But she never sits around contemplating her identity. She doesn't try to figure out where she's what her destiny is or what her purpose is here on earth. She operates from the soul and through the mechanism of instinct. So she's not trying to figure out those three important questions that you and I try to figure out. Who am I? Why am I here? And where am I going? A dog isn't trying to plan their day. A dog isn't thinking about the future. A dog isn't wondering about God, or what does God think of it, or what, where is his standing or her standing as far as God is concerned. But the dog has a soul, and she expresses her personality through that soul. She can be stubborn at times. She can be compliant at times. She can have ups and downs. She can be emotional. That's what a dog does. And then she can choose whether she wants to go outside or just lay there on the floor. She makes those choices. Well, that's the soul, the mind, the emotions, and will. That's what you and I, that's how we express our human personality. But underneath that, as far as we humans are concerned, is something else, and that's the spiritual component. And on the spiritual level, we have spiritual needs. We need to be loved unconditionally. We need to be accepted unconditionally. We need to have an identity. We need to have meaning and purpose to life. Well, those can't be met on a soulish level. Those can only be met on a spiritual level, and they can only have a spiritual solution. That's why God is the answer on the spiritual level. You and I were dead spiritually. Well, we need spiritual life. Well, God's the only one that can give us spiritual life. So that's the difference between the soul and the spirit. And I think when we see it in that light, I think the gospel message really starts to make more sense to us, that once we're born again of the Spirit, then we can express that new life through these souls and bodies of ours. And so we see the entirety of the gospel message flowing through the entirety of who we are as human beings.
Yeah, and you know, Bob, you remember that guy you had on there that had the book Life with Perfect? I got that. That's one of the most simplest reads I've ever read, but it's one of the most truthful things I've ever read. And when I laid hold of that Greek word sarx, it kind of opened up the whole thing of what the flesh is. If you see the soul and the spirit as the same thing, you're never going to know what the flesh is. You're going to think it's you. I mean, think it's this stuff, this body, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The flesh is just kind of the old patterns that are still within us, the old patterns of that old way of life that we were engaged in before we came to know Christ. But those old patterns don't go away. But as we learn to walk in the Spirit, as we learn to trust Jesus Christ, we will see those old patterns kind of being held at bay.
That's the ticket to this, to live an abundant life on this earth, is realizing that what the flesh is the world's way, and we're no longer in it. But I mean, we're in it, but we're not of it, you know. And it just makes people, until you understand that separation between the soul and the spirit, it's going to be very difficult. All right, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Clay. Thanks for your question. Thanks for your call. Great to hear from you, as always. Yeah. Bob, we had this question that came through from one of our YouTube viewers, Wayne. He says, Bob, what exactly is the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives? Well, what a great question, yeah. Wayne. What is the role? Well, and I think we have to look first and foremost at what was his role in bringing us to Christ. And we see that spelled out for us in John 16. And Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit. And he says, when the Holy Spirit comes, he's going to convict the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment concerning sin, because the world does not believe in me. So we had a faulty understanding concerning sin. And what the Holy Spirit does is to bring us truth, is to show us what sin really is, what the root of it is, what the core of sin is. And so that is revealing to us that sin at its root is unbelief in Jesus Christ. So he does that. He convicts us wrong about sin, wrong about righteousness. Righteousness is not found through obedience to the law. Righteousness is not found through human effort. Righteousness is found in Jesus. And all judgment is going to be found in Jesus as well. So we see the work of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, is to connect us to Jesus Christ, to turn these hearts of unbelief into hearts of belief in Jesus, to turn these lives filled with works trying to gain our acceptance to lives of faith, trusting that Jesus is our righteousness. And knowing that all judgment concerning sin has already been done as far as his death on the cross is concerned. So that's the ministry of the Holy Spirit, to regenerate us, to give us new birth into the kingdom of God. Once we're in the kingdom of God, the Spirit, his ministry to us, is a confirming ministry. So he confirms to us and assures us that we truly are children of God. We see this in Galatians chapter 4. We also see this in Romans chapter 8, that God's Spirit testifies or bears witness with our human spirits that indeed we are children of God. And by the Holy Spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. So the Holy Spirit is assuring us of our identity in Christ, that we are indeed children of the living God. The Holy Spirit guides us into all truth. We're not going to know what God thinks unless the Spirit reveals it to us. So we've been given the Spirit of God to reveal the truth about God to us, the truth about his love, the truth about his grace, the truth about his mercy. So he has a teaching ministry in our lives, guiding us into all truth. And then he has a glorifying ministry. The Holy Spirit glorifies the person of Jesus Christ. So he's not trying to glorify himself. He's not trying to bring praise and honor and glory to him. He is pointing us to Jesus. So he has a glorifying ministry. And then he also gives us a whole brand new set of desires. So he's the one that empowers us to live out who we are as children of God. So he's the source of this new life that we get to experience on a day-by-day basis by grace through faith in Jesus. So that's the work, or that's the role of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And it's exciting to know that God is at work constantly. He is at work constantly to do and to will of his good pleasure in and through us. And that's all on the shoulders of the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
who resides in each of us as believers in Christ.
Indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. Thank you for joining us. And, Bob, we had a question by email from Greg. A question is, he says, Bob, I wonder what faith really is. I know about Hebrews 11:1, but I still cannot figure it out. I belong to a church whose pastor claims to be a biblicist, as all pastors of this denomination do. He does not teach anything about grace beyond Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I grew up in a very legalistic home where I was told, do this, don't do that. Bob, does a preacher really speak with God's authority? I have been a Christian for over 40 years, and I'm still confused. That's from Greg.
Well, great question, Greg. Faith is simply taking God at his word, believing what he says to be true, and believing that he is faithful to deliver on those promises. And faith is always attached to Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ was the promise of God, right? So he was the child of promise. God, from the very beginning, promised that there was going to be a time when he would send Jesus into the world, and through Jesus, the world would be blessed. Well, God was faithful to deliver on that promise. Jesus came into this world. He inhabited a body that God the Father had prepared for him. And he lived a perfectly sinless life. He walked in perfect obedience to his Father. He became perfect, so to speak, through that obedience. And in so doing, he was able to offer that body as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So faith is always attached to Jesus. He is the object of our faith. Faith isn't a standalone word. There are many out there in Christian circles who teach faith as a power in and of itself, that by faith we can do this, by faith we can claim healing, by faith we can claim prosperity, by faith. But we never see it alone like that in the Word of God. It's always attached to Jesus. So Jesus is the object of our faith. He's the one that we're trusting. He's the one that we're abiding in, living in. He's the one that took away our sins. He's the one that was buried. He was the one that was raised back to life. He's the one that comes to live inside of us. He's the one who gives us his very life. So it's all about trusting Jesus. That's what faith is about. Now, if somebody says, hey, you enter into this life by grace through faith, and then once you're in this life, you have to maintain it through obedience to the law, then they are writing faith out of the equation as far as the Christian life is concerned. Yeah. Well, Paul had some great issues with that in Galatians 3. He said to the Galatians, you foolish Galatians, why do you think that you enter into this by the Spirit and then try to perfect yourselves through human effort? It just doesn't work that way. So it is by grace through faith from start to finish. So this life that we've been raised to live in, this newness of life, is a life of faith. Us trusting Jesus Christ, walking by faith in him, and then expressing that faith in love to others. So anyone that gets caught up in do not do this and do not do that and do this and do that, you have just reduced the Christian life to a formula. And Paul had some words about that, too, in his letter to the Colossians. Do not taste, do not touch, do not handle, does not work. They have an appearance of wisdom, but they do nothing as far as eliminating the indulgences of the flesh. So if we want to be true to the Word of God, if we want to be true to what the gospel message is, it is by grace through faith for us from start to finish. God's grace working in and through us, through the power of the Holy Spirit, us trusting God through his Spirit to live his life in and through us. That is the Christian life.
Absolutely. Great stuff, Bob. Thank you for that. And friends, we love the fact that so many of you are staying connected with the love of God every day, not only through this program, but by receiving our daily devotional. It's free and it arrives early every morning in your email inbox with an encouraging message to start your day off on a good foot. You can sign up now at BaseyGospel.net. Just scroll to the very bottom of the homepage and there you'll see the sign-up form. Again, it's free and we hope you'll subscribe today. Again, at the bottom of the homepage, BaseyGospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. And thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel with your prayers and with your gifts. It's because of you that we're here every weekday proclaiming this fullness of grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. We deeply appreciate what you do to keep this message on the air and online. Donations, of course, are always welcome at BasicGospel.net. That's BasicGospel.net. And if you have questions after we're off the air overnight sometime, we'll call the listener line and leave a voicemail for us. You'll hear your question or your concern discussed on the Basic Gospel program. The number is always 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada, and it's open 24 hours a day, 844-322-2742. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow at the same time for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.